Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Devarim, Words, Things. Week 44, Second Aliyah. Do no show partiality in judging. Hear both, small and great alike. Do not be afraid of any man, for judgment belongs to God. Bring me any case too hard for you, and I will hear it. Deuteronomy 1, verse 17. Who doesn't fail in judgment? Men were created to be like the Almighty who evaluates and judges all things. The action of judging comes from Him and is reflected in men. However, man's judgment will always be subject to his knowledge and understanding of the issue, and therefore man's judgment is limited. It's easy for man to fail into judgment. Every time he fails in a judgment, he'll be perverting the image of the Almighty, who is a righteous judge. Men have the need of judging every day in different areas of his life. Parents must judge when there is a fight among children so that there is peace and justice at home. But judging is not always about others' matters. When the sons of Israel fought among themselves, they needed judges in order to bring justice and order, thus creating peace among the people. Moshe didn't have time to deal by himself with the entire people, and it was necessary to set courts that helped him with that task. These courts had to be composed of highly skilled men to be able to judge and establish justice. The task of judging is necessary but very difficult. That's why it's really important that the judge doesn't rush at the moment of judging, but that he studies the case in depth before dictating the sentence. In dealing among men, it's easy for us to judge hastily based on a very limited knowledge of the case. It's easy to take a stand against someone based on what is said about him, her, without really knowing the truth. When there is little knowledge, it's highly probable that the judgment will be hasty and unfair. If we judge others without really knowing what's going on, we are at risk of perverting justice, and we damage the peace among us by doing this. It's better not to judge when one doesn't know how much about something and when one doesn't have the need to judge. If you can avoid judging, do it. If you have to judge, don't rush. If you can't judge, let the one who knows judge. Kol Tuv and Shalom.